Welcome back to the Good Land Podcast. I'm Atticus.
I'm Selah.
I'm Ethan.
And today we will be talking about one of DP's most decorated programs, Mock Trial.
So a lot of you might be asking,
what is Mock Trial?
Well, before we get into the details of Mock Trial, I'm just going to give you a little bit of an overview. So Mock Trial is like a real trial, so you have everyone who has different roles, different people. You have lawyers, witnesses, and there's two teams competing against each other, both trying to put on the most convincing case. And then based upon how well they put on their case and their presentation, they get scored. And whoever scores the most points wins the match.
And it takes place in the actual courthouse in Santa Barbara, and you get to wear suits and stuff. So it feels super official. It feels like a real trial. It's actually happening, even though someone's life isn't actually on the line. At the beginning of the year, students are given a case packet, and based on that, they have to construct a trial strategy and basically put on a trial. Students are divided into witnesses, attorneys, and officers of the court.
Witnesses. People who either witnessed or are related to a person that either committed the crime or is accused of committing a crime, and will then testify to what they have perceived and their knowledge of the case.
Witnesses are mostly scored on like their presentation and how well they portray that witness, and also they're trying to help either put the guy in jail or get the guy out of jail, so they're also kind of scored on that.
Yeah, and then after witnesses, we have attorneys. These are the lawyers, so they wear a suit and they stand at counsel table and they ask the witnesses questions. There's like two different ways of asking the witnesses questions. They can ask their own witnesses, so the witnesses that are already on their side questions. And then they can also ask the other witnesses from the other school questions, which is called cross-examination.
And then finally, we have officers of the court. So that is clerks and bailiffs. So clerks are timekeepers. In real court, they write transcripts of the trial, but you don't have to do that in mock trial. Instead, each person has a certain amount of time that they can do on each of their things, and the clerks make sure that they don't go over time, and they just tell people when they're maybe running out of time. And then the other one is bailiffs. Bailiffs are in charge of keeping the court calm and making sure nothing gets out of hand. So in mock trial, their major responsibilities are swearing in the witnesses and making sure that that's done properly, and then also they call all rise at the beginning and just generally help the judge out with whatever they need.
So you might be thinking the mock trial sounds super serious and that it's not for you, but we actually have a lot of fun. That's one of my favorite parts. Atticus, what do you think about mock trial? What do you find the most fun?
I find the most fun being a part of the team. Like you said, it seems very professional, but it is also an extremely nice community of people who are very understanding and get along great.
Yeah, I would say, like, you get to take an overnight trip with your team and you screw around, you have a great time, and then you go and you, like, just go to trial and dress up in suits. But the team is really the best aspect of it, like,
besides impeachment, but
you get to, like, work on something together. You all have this one goal that you're really fixed on, and you work together on that, and you have a lot of fun along the way. So it's a really cool experience, and most people don't have something like that.
So now we have an interview from Ms. Grishok, the teacher coach for mock trial. Let's hear what she has to say about mock trial.
What inspired you to start being a teacher advisor for mock trial in the first place?
I actually didn't know what mock trial was initially, but when I was student teaching, Mr. Woodard recommended it to me, and so I was like, sure, why not?
And what has been your favorite part over those years of doing mock trial, like, of your job, basically?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that when we get to travel as a team, that is usually my favorite part. There's a lot of kind of challenging parts of it because it's all mostly outside of school hours and I'm doing most of the work. But when we when the team meshes together like it did particularly this year, or like when we got to travel to Baltimore a couple years ago for an Empire, like an international competition, that made me realize how fun it can be.
Thank you, Ms. Grishok. It's been great having you here.
Okay, well, after that, you might be thinking, how can I get involved in mock trial?
Well, there are lots of ways to get involved in mock trial. For me personally, I attended the summer camps over the summer. It's like you have a whole week to prepare a case as opposed to the entire season. And you go to the camp every day, and there are lots of great people there who will help you and help you write your examinations of the witnesses and just help you a lot. So it's a great way to get started with mock trial for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of like a crash course in all things mock trial, and it's really helpful because you can see what they're looking for when you try out in the beginning of the next season. That's how you get on the team.
Yeah, so speaking of tryouts for the next season, another way that you can get involved is you don't have to go to the summer camps over the summer, but you can just try out at the start of the school year. This mock trial season has already finished, but the next season will be starting at the start of the next school year. So feel free to come and try out and see if you get on.
We'll see you there. Well, thanks for listening.
We'll finish it off with how we end every mock practice.
One, two, three, DB mock.